Off the Field, brought to you by Tops Friendly Markets, your official supermarket for game day parties. Tops, your neighborhood store with more.
We're just like we're kind of quirky, like energetic cousins that we just get together and we just
create things.
Yeah, we just like come up with ideas and we're like, yeah, we can do it.
No matter how hard it is.
Yeah, nothing could ever be like, no, we couldn't make that. We kind of just go all out for everything that we do, and one of our favorite things is making stuff for the Bills.
When we were in the Super Bowl for those 4 years was right when we were born. I mean, Kelly was probably like 2 and I think I was 3 at that point.
Yeah.
And we have pictures of us when we were little, like full out decked in Bills stuff, just how we are like all the time now. No matter what event we're at, we're usually always in Bills stuff. So we went to Party City and got those big balloons that they use at like car dealerships that they blow up. So we blew those up, and then you have to do a layer of paper mache, which you just take strips of newspaper, dip them in the glue, and then do a layer, and you have to let it dry, and then you have to do another layer and let it dry. And then after you let those dry, with mine, with the cards on it, I had to peel back all of the cards so that they were thinner, and then paper mache those on top of that. And then you have to cut out the shape of the helmet, and then we took foam to make the bars that go across the front of it too. And Kelly's, she used so much yarn for hers. Like, it's completely covered in yarn. She just had to keep going like back and forth with the yarn to cover it.
So now they're both like personalized and both awesome. They're both
exactly
equally
how
as cool.
We are.
So. Yeah. So it's just kind of, we don't really know where these ideas come from. They kind of just
happen when we're together.
It's weird, yeah. And these are Scrabble pieces. I want to, like, get into players, too, and do, like, cool players' names and stuff. But this is just something that I threw together and really like to do. Yeah. We've made a lot of different clothes, like, so many different outfits. Just taking, like, old Zubas and cutting them and making them fit more like leggings and tighter, or taking old sweatshirts
and
like
making them into hoodies.
Because we like to wear Bills stuff all season. You don't have to go to Bills games to, like, dress in Bills. So it's just, constantly, if I'm like, I need something new to wear, I'll just grab an old sweatshirt. I just have like this huge bin of Bill stuff that I've been collecting. I'll just grab a sweatshirt and be like, okay, how can I cut this to wear it? The energy and the optimism that Bills fans have is like no other team, really. Like, you go into tailgating and you'd think we were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like, all
year.
The fans are so excited and like so pumped up and so decked out. We like that people recognize, because
and
we
people
recognize,
appreciate it.
Yeah,
like we like that people appreciate when we like put time in to make stuff, and like the fact that someone tried to steal your helmet the one time,
yeah,
like, straight off of her head, someone picked her up, lifted her in the air, and then like some other person knocked the helmet off, grabbed it, and ran.
Yeah.
And I was like no, in my helmet chasing.
I didn't even know what was happening. Like, before I know it, I'm like, man, I was gone. Like, what's going
But it's
on?
Like a good feeling, because you know people actually like thought your stuff was cool enough to
steal
it.
And we really appreciate things that other people make. So, like, it's cool when people recognize stuff that we do, because we know how much time it takes.